Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kretot Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet at the bottom, about to take a look at this Mishnah Dalet of the third Perek. Yesh ochel achila achat v'chayvin aleha arba'a chata'ot. It's possible to eat one food and be chayav four chata'ot ve'asham echad, and this is reminiscent of the end of Masechet Makot, where we sort of played a can you top this thing of how is it possible to do one act or eat one food, and mechayav three, four, five, six sets of makot. Here it is with chataot and an asham. Tamei she'achal chelev. So if somebody ate chelev right away, that's one chatat. And hayan notar, that's a second chatat. Mina muktashin, and he's tamei, that's yet a third chatat. Biyom Kippur, that's a fourth chatat, plus he's getting hanah, so that's an asham mi'ilot. If he carried it out on Shabbat, he's chayav also for chilul Shabbat. Amrulo eino min hashem. They said that may be right, but that's not relevant to what we're doing. We're talking specifically about the eating. Okay. Neima idlo the Rameir Isur Chalal Isur. So it sounds like Rameir is the author of Mishnah, and he agrees that Isur Chalal Isur, meaning something can become more Asur. In other words, something was Chalev, and then when it became Hekdesh, that added on, then when it became Notar, that added on, so that they all coexist. The answer is no. Nehid Isur Chalal Isur lately, he does not agree that Isur Chalal Isur, Isur Kolel, Isur Mosif Itle. And the simplest way to explain this as follows. Isur Kolel is when the person himself has another Isur come along which includes this other piece. And I'll give an example in a minute. Isur Mosif is when the object becomes more Asur. And actually, the Gemara will go through it. Let's start with this. Tahor mi'ikara lo Asur el b'chelev. You got a guy who's Tahor. The only thing he's not allowed to eat is Chelev. Havei le tamei. He became tamei. So migo de Asur b'chatichot tahorot. He's now not allowed to eat proper meat of a korban, itvasef benami isur al ilavei decha achelav. So therefore, it's an isur mosif. Sorry, this is an isur kolel, because now, since he also is not allowed to eat proper meat from a korban, therefore the chelav adds another piece. For chelav mikar lo asur ela b'achila. Chelav originally was only asur b'achila. Akdashe, the minute you were makdashet, now this is an isur mosif. Migodi itvasev by isura dehanaa, since there's an isura of hanaa from kodshim, itvasev by begav begavi chelav. So therefore the chelav also gets roped into that isur mi'ila, isur hanaa. Vakate lahedyot hu asur b'legavoa shari. A person may not eat chelev of muktashim, but it can go on the mizbeach. Havi the notar, the minute it was left over time, migo dit vasef isur legabi gavoa, the minute that, since there's an isur added in for the mizbeach, it vasef legabi hedyot. So also for a regular person to eat it, that isur got added on. Chal yom kippurim, and then when it became yom kippur, amigo dit vasef be isur legabi chulin, not allowed to eat anything, it vasef be legabi gavoa. So therefore it was added on. Okay, and now we understand why, even if you hold ein isur chalal isur, in this case, you would still accept this list. Why don't we add an extra chatat? Why don't we say that this animal that he's eating, along with that, he also ate a kazayit of pigul? The answer is b'chad behema kamayri. We're talking about eating from one animal. You can't have notar and pigul in one animal for a simple reason. The minute that you make something pigul, that's at the time of shchita, or at the very latest at zrikat hadam, when you have the wrong intent, it's already pigul, which means it doesn't have a time frame within which it's acceptable, so there is no notar. Let's try to make up a case where it could happen. Let's say you wrongly took an aver of a pigul and put it on the mizbeach. The pigul sort of disappears from it. And now, when it reaches its time, it's notar. As Ula taught, komets pigul shelal gabe mizbeach, paka pigul mine vahavile notar. That if you put pigul on the mizbeach, it is no longer pigul, and it immediately becomes notar because it's past its time. The answer is, we're talking about one piece of meat, one limb. So now we could deconstruct this further and say, you couldn't have notar and pigul in one limb. You put this aver on. Half was on the mizbeach, half was hanging off. The half that's on is no longer pigul, it's notar. And the half that's off never changed. It's still pigul. So malelo irubid mizbeach shad mizbeach. It depends where rov is. If a majority of the limb is on the mizbeach, then it's now notar. Rubid ibray. If most of it is off, then shad ibray. It goes as if it's all off, and it's still just pigul. In other words, you can't make out such a case up where the same limb would be both notar and pigul. So Tifsha to buy Rabbi Bachama. This should allow us to answer Rabbi Bachama's question: how chube evarim achar rov alo? When it comes to evarim, do we look at the rov, or do we just say each part wherever it is? And the answer is the very fact that he asked the question means that our scenario must not work. Ella bekazayit achad kamari. In other words, our answer is now if part's hanging off and part isn't, we don't know that it really isn't a split identity. And the answer is, yeah, you're right, but we're talking about one kazayit. Eating one kazayit and being chayv multiple times. B'shnei zeitim el kamari. And you can't have one kazayit that's both notar and pigul because it has to be two different kinds of meat. But wait a second. Are we really talking about one kazayit? V'lo v'aktani yom kippurim. Yom Kippur is one of our four chataot. Yom Kippur, kotevet mechayiv. You need a kotevet which is bigger than a kazayit to be chayav. Kotevet ipei shnei zeitim. I was there going to achal kulya bechelba. It's like if you ate a kidney with its chelev, right? Which even though it is a significant piece, so it's one whole piece, and there it can't be notar and pigul at the same time. Kulya bechelba. A papa magon de malya betamri. Let's say that you filled your mouth up with something else like tamarim, and then you had a kazayit of this other stuff, so you were chayv yom kippurim because this finished the shear of the kotevet, plus all the other problems. He actually had in his version 5 chataot. And he said, yeah, one of them is for pigul, and he didn't buy all the answers that we gave. And he said, yeah, you could have, you could eat a kazayit pigul also, and then you'd be chayv for that. But if you're going to do that, then let's go to 6. If you're going to say he could have eaten all sorts of things, some notar, some pigul, so some dam. The answer is, we're talking about one eating. You know, you could have a bite of pigul and a bite of notar. The most that your gullet could hold would be 2 zeitim. So you have a kazayit of notar, kazayit of pigul, there's no room for dam. Okay, Remeir had his Shabbos added in there. Venitni imotziyo chayav. Why didn't he just say, if you were motzi it, then chayav? Maita maktani imaita Shabbat. Why does he add Shabbat? Because, after all, this happened on Yom Kippur in this theoretical scenario. And on Yom Kippur, there's also a chiyuv for malacha. Rafram zotomer, teruv otzal Shabbat, venuv otzal Yom Kippurim. Evidently, there is no Easter of Hotzah, and therefore no need for an eruv on Yom Kippur. Maybe there is. Maybe all he was trying to add in is that if it was also Shabbat and you carried it, then you also have the chiyuv of Shabbat. And that doesn't prove that there is no issue of carrying on Yom Kippur, because either way it's moot. It's not a part of the eating. Itmar derived from Al Hada Itmar, Rafram's statement, conclusion, that there is no issue of carrying on Yom Kippur, is about this. Itmar detanya v'shilach b'yadishiti. You send the sayer mishtaleach with an ish iti, a man of the times, as it were. Ish machshir tazar. There, ish means it doesn't have to be a kohen. Iti, what does it mean? A man of the times. Afilu b'tumah, afilu b'shabbat. On that time, even if he's tameh, even if it's Shabbat, he goes. Iti b'mizuman, and iti means it's somebody who has been set aside for that. In other words, that's his job. Now, Ktani iti afilu b'Shabbat, and a part of what we said was afilu b'Shabbat, which means that there's some sort of a chidush about Shabbat. So I'm over regular Yom Kippur. From Zotomer, Eruv Otzal Shabbat, Eruv Otzal Yom Kippurim. That proves to you that on a regular Yom Kippur, there isn't such an issue. We have to say that even on Shabbat, he can go out and escort the Sa'ir. No, that doesn't prove anything. A Sa'ir Mishtaleach, the Torah tells us to do on Yom Kippur. So therefore, we know that you have to carry it out on Yom Kippur or escort it. The Chidush of Iti is even on Shabbat. But but the chidush is to say that on Shabbat also, when that's a coincidence that Yom Kippur falls on Shabbat, and you also do it, that's what you need the pasuk for. But there may be a regular Isur Chatzah on Yom Kippurim, except for where the Torah said not to, said to carry. Elder Rafram Barutahi, this statement of Rafram was a mistake, he never said it, we had a bad transmission. Okay, continue with the theme that we had before of multiple chataot for one violation, which is of course an inverse of the previous parak. We had one korban for multiple incidents. Yesh ba biyachat v'chayav alav vav chataot. You can have one bia and be chayav six chataot. Ketzad. Haba'al bito. Let's say a man has relations with his daughter, who is also all of these other things, and we'll see how. Chayav alav mishum bito. Va'achoto. She could still also be your daughter. Your sister. Ve'eshet achiv. She could also be your brother's wife. Eshet achi aviv. And your father's brother's wife, ve'eshet ish, and married, and nida. There are six. Now, let's take a look at this. Again, we assume that Rameir is the author, and again, Rameir says, ain isur chalal isur. The answer is, nehi de isur chalal isur leitle, isur mosi fi isur kolal itle. Again, like we said before, Rameir agrees that when there's some dimension where the new status has extended, the Isur, then it also comes back to the original Isur and expands it. And that's Kolon Mosef has explained earlier. Now, let's see it. Kigon Shabal Imo, Vaholid Bat. This is how the scenario happens. A man has relations with his mother. That's not the Chatat we're talking about. That's just the setup. And he has a daughter with her. Now, this girl is his daughter. This girl is also his sister. Isur Bitova Chotova Hari Adadiati. And with her birth, both Isurim come, so there's no problem. Isur Chalo Isur. Now, Niseit Lachiv, she could marry his paternal brother, who is in no way related they're not related. That's a perfectly legitimate marriage. So now, Migo Dit Vasef Isur Legabe Achin, but now she can't marry the other brothers. Now, Id Vasef Isur Legabe Didei. Therefore, he also has this new Isur of Achot, of Esh Lachiv. Niseit Lachiv Aviv, then let's say she divorces and she marries his father's brother, which is legit. Migo divasef isur legabe shar achei aviv. Now she can't marry any of the other brothers of the father. Vasef legabe didei, and now they can't. She can't marry him. Havile eshet ish, and if she's still married to that guy, she's an eshet ish. Migo divasef isur legabe alma. Now she can't marry anybody while she's an eshet ish. Vasef nami legabe didei, and havile nida. And once she becomes a nida, migo divasef isur legabe baala. She can't even have relations with her own husband. Vasef nami legabe didei, and that's how it's an isur mosif and kolel kind of combination in there. Okay, Habal Bat Bito. Again, kind of a nefarious thing. A man has relations with his daughter's daughter. And again, this could be you could torture this into a multiple relationship case. Habal Mishum Bat Bito, Vechalato, his daughter-in-law, Ve'eshet Achiv, his brother's wife, Ve'eshet Achi Aviv, and here we're going to get a description of how this happens. And the eshet ish v'nida. So again, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Essentially, the same six, same type of six. You also remember, avar zaken v'sa'ah. If the old man went and married her, then chayav alav mishum eshet av. V'chein haba al bat ishto v'al bat pita. And by the way, this entire scenario would work if it was not just bat pito, but bat ishto and bat pita. Okay, chayav alav mishum eshet av. So Mishayale, since when could she marry his father that he would then be Osir Mishum Esherav? She could have fallen to the father by marrying the uncle, and then the uncle died. So Yachim May Avar. So why do we say Avar Zaken, as if he did something wrong? Yaakov Shavar Mishum Kalat Beno Shnia, because he married his son's daughter-in-law, that's who this is, and that's a Shnia of an Erva Durabonin. Ketanya Kalato Erva Kalat Beno Shnia. The same thing is that all the way down in generations, any daughter-in-law that's not your daughter-in-law, but your son's daughter-in-law, your grandson's daughter-in-law, etc., are all asuras of shniya. We have Rabbi Yossi Yisrochal Yisro, the same problem we had before, but none. Avar v'rashi yish b'ashtei mitot, nidon b'chamura. If you violate a sin that has two mitot, then you get the severe one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nidon b'zikar rishon shabalav. He says, no. Whatever you did first, that's the thing. You already chayav mita. V'tanya ketzam v'yosin dom zikah rishonah. What does that mean? Chamotov raseit eshet ish. Let's say it was his mother-in-law who then got married. In other words, she was his mother-in-law, and then father-in-law, let's say, died, and then she married somebody else, and he had relations with her. Nidom mishum chamoto, he gets sreifa for chamoto, and not eshet ish, before with chenek. Eshet ish, raseit chamoto, and the inverse, then nidom mishum eshet ish. And he doesn't care which one is more severe, you get the first one, which means he holds ein isur chalal isur. So again, Rav Ahu moder b'yosi b'yisur mosif. Chen akiyatu Rav Yehonah Yochanan moder b'yosi b'yisur mosif. For nitzin yisur mosif, then he agrees. You get the second one. They're added on. So my yisur mosif, ika hacha. What's the yisur here? The ika bara l'sava migo didvasef yisur legabi breitos of yisur legabi didei. Since then, Isur also affects now his son when father married him, and the Isur also adds to him. Beforehand, his son was an Usur. Okay, Haba al Chamoto, managed relations with mother-in-law. That could be, again, multiple relations. Chayavo mishum Chamoto, v'chalato, v'eshet achiv, v'eshet achiv aviv, chodeshto, v'eshet ish v'nidat. Now you have seven. Chayin haba al em chamiv, al em chamoto, take that one generation up. So he added two more. That's all chamoto, because chamoto and eim chamoto, one generation up, and eim chamiv are all one shame. So they said one thing. Which is that chamoto, eim chamoto, and eim chamiv are three separate things. Sumchus mahi, what did sumchus say? Ditnan. Shachta v'et bat pita. This takes us back to Chulin, to the sugya of Otovet Pino. Let's say that you shecht a mother, and you shecht, the cow, and then you shecht its granddaughter, if you will, and then you shecht the one in the middle. Because remember, shechting an animal and its granddaughter is not an isur on the same day. Her granddaughter, grandson, on the same day is not an Isur. But then when you shecht the middle one, so fake it arbaim, sumchus amem shem rameir, so fake shmonim. Sumchus said you actually get 80 makot. Why? Because with that one shot, you violated oto v'pino, meaning you killed now bino on the same day as imo, and you also killed imo on the same day as her child. And so therefore you get two sets of makot, whereas Chachamim said you only get one. Now Rava Dilmalohi. So Rava tries to bust up this alignment. Ad kam lakam Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's position here is only hacha, elam mishum shemot muchlakin. Because think about it, in our case, they're different, you're calling it by different names. In other words, you're saying that this is chamoto, and that is Eim Chamoto, and that is Eim Chamiv. Those are three different names. Therefore, he says there's three different Chiyuvim. Mikari Chamoto, Mikari Eim Chamoto, Mikari Eim Chamiv. Aval Gabe Oto V'Pino, Dekulo Oto V'Pino Mikari. In the case that Sumchus talked about, they're all called Oto V'Pino. Both relationships are Oto V'Pino. Eishom Mukhlakin Lo. Maybe Yochanan Ben Nuri would say, I agree, you only get one set of Makot. Now let's flip it around. Maybe Sumchus only said that you get multiple in the case of Otovet Pino. Gabe Otovet Pino, the Gufin Muchlakin, because there's three different people, there's three different animals here. Two that were already killed, and now one that gets killed relates to each one of them. Hacha then, Gufin Muchlakin, here it's one woman. Ema Kravaval, Rabbi Yochanan Sfirulay, Ravaval, Rabbi Yochanan, Sheirahin, Azimahi, Masan, the Chulan, Zimahachat. Although those Chamotos are all one zima, and therefore one mitah, or in this case one korban, and that's the way that it would end up. So perhaps Sumchus would not agree with Yochanan Nuri, and vice versa.